From Spark and Anvil and EthosForge, this is Tinker in Chapter 1 of the EthosForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Tinker is a raccoon. She has clever, busy paws that are always turning something over, testing how it works. She does not sit still and think for hours. She tries things. Raccoons learn by handling the world. They wash, they pry, they poke, they adjust. Tinker is like that. She does not believe the best choice arrives all finished in your head. She believes you build it, a little at a time. Her idea is friendly and practical. When a choice is hard and no one is sure, don't wait forever for the perfect answer. Try a small step. Watch what actually happens to real people. Keep what helps. Change what hurts. Then try again, a little wiser. Try it, watch, be ready to change, she says. That is her whole way. Ethics you work out with your paws, not just your head. Have you ever changed your mind about what was right after you saw how something actually turned out? How did it feel to change? Tinker wants you to see the strength of trying. Here is what her way is good at. Some problems are too tangled to solve by pure thinking. You can argue about the perfect rule all day and never move. Tinker gets things unstuck. She says, "We can't see the whole future, but we can take one careful step and look at the results with honest eyes. Real results teach us things no amount of arguing could. And when the world shows us we were wrong, her way is brave enough to change. No shame, just learning." If you have ever felt the relief of changing your mind because you saw how something really went, that is Tinker's way at its best. It treats being wrong not as a failure, but as the next clue. It keeps ethics honest by checking it against what actually happens. Tinker is honest about the risks. She knows her way can go wrong. Here is the tricky side, and she names it. Try it and see needs a compass, or it just drifts. If you have no sense of what you're aiming at, you can experiment forever and call any result learning. And some things must never be tried even once. You cannot experiment on hurting a person to see how it goes. Tinker agrees with that completely. Her way is for fixing and adjusting, not for testing whether something cruel might work out. She sets this on the table plainly. "My paws are always trying," she says. "But trying without care is just fiddling, and some things you don't experiment with, ever. My friend Bound is right about that. I am telling you where my way helps and where it must stop." In the EthosForge classroom, Tinker sits with her four friends, each with a different way of seeing. Lyceum watches, favoring none. You are the judge, not Tinker. "Here is one," Tinker says, paws turning. "The class can't agree how to share the one good reading corner. Everyone has a big theory about what's fair. Nobody will budge." She grins. "My way says, stop theorizing and try something small. Give it a week. Say mornings for one group, afternoons for another. Then look. Are people happier? Fairer? If it's working, keep it. If the afternoon kids are always left out, change it. Build the fair answer by trying, watching, adjusting." Then she looks at you. "But here are the others. Duty might say fairness should be settled by a clear rule first, not by trial and error. Bound might warn which things you must never test. They have a point. That is why you decide. I just remind you that a small, honest try can teach you what no argument can. What you do with the results is yours." Think of a time you tried a small fix, watched and adjusted. What did that patient, hands-on feeling feel like? Maybe you remembered fixing a game rule with friends, or slowly getting better at something by tweaking as you went. Hold that feeling for a second, the calm, capable feeling of, "I don't have to get it perfect right now. I can try, look, and make it better." That feeling takes a lot of pressure off. You are allowed to not know yet. You are allowed to change your mind when the world teaches you something. Tinker spends her busy life protecting that freedom, the freedom to learn your way forward, instead of having to know it all at the start. Tinker sets down whatever she was turning over and looks at you, warm. "I've shown you how trying can teach," she says, "and where it has to stop. Now go build your answer with my friends. Try, watch, and stay brave enough to change. You are the judge. I trust you to keep learning." And that trust, being handed a choice you're allowed to revise, feels light and freeing in your chest, like room to grow.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tinker. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.